And talking about horses, the female is called the
mare.
Okay, and the male is called the
stud.
Okay, was that word nicer? Did people think that that word was kind of vulgar?
Well, some people would, yeah.
What would they say then?
Yeah, they might say male horse.
Okay. You say everyone around here likes to what horses?
Ride them. Ride them.
Okay. You say last year he what his horse every day? He
rode it.
Okay. You say, but I have never
ridden.
Okay. And if you couldn't stay on, you say, I fell what the horse? I fell
off.
Okay. And the little child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor anyway. You say, well, I guess I must have
rolled off the bed.
Okay. And the things that you put on a horse's feet to
shoes.
Okay. And the game that you play with them, you call?
Hold on.
Yeah, the game with the shoes, though.
Shoes. Oh, horseshoes. Pitching horseshoes.
Okay.
I like that day with horses. I'm pitching horseshoes.
Okay. And the parts of the horse's feet that you nail the shoes onto?
Hoof.
Okay. So in all, a horse has four?
Four hooves.
Okay. And talking about sheep, the female sheep is called the?
Ewe.
And the male?
Ram.
Okay.
A buck. What's that? Ram, especially a lot of those bucks.
Okay. Was one word less vulgar sounding? Or?
I guess not. It'd be about the same there.
Okay. Did women use another word?
They know the difference.
No, I don't know if you did. You can tell the difference. See, male animals were kept for breeding purposes, and for that reason it was sort of bad to talk about breeding, you know, in the old days, and that's the reason they'd say male cow or would say it, and they wouldn't call a name if they didn't have to, you know.
Yeah.
Back when they're supposed to be shy than now and then.
Yeah, did they talk about male sheep? Did they say that?
Well, they might, somebody might say that, yeah. It's not a sheep country, don't know much about sheep around. They haven't been around sheep much.
Okay, the thing that you raise sheep for is the
wool.
Okay. Okay, talking about hogs, you know, you have different names for hogs depending on their age and so forth.
What is a pig and a shoat?
How old or how big is it when it's a shoat?
Oh, I don't know. I guess when it gets up 50 pounds, 50 to 100 pounds, we call it a shoat, somewhere along in there.
Okay. And then the female that's never had pigs is called a
gill.
Okay. And did after
she's a sow, if she had pigs.
Okay. And the male is
boar.
Okay. What if he's been altered?
Well, he's just a... Well, you call him a pig and a shoat, and if it's a male, if it's male, it'd be a shoat.
Yep.
He's been altered, yeah.
Okay.
Castrated, is that what you mean, the word? Yeah, he's been castrated.
Okay, would you use another word for him? You would call him a boar then?
No, he just called him a show. No.
What about bar?
Well, bar would be a barris, or sometimes refers to female. And bar would be one that's been castrated.
Bar refers to female?
Yeah, man, yeah, I've always heard of bar. Bar is it's about the same as a gill, folks ever had pigs.
Huh.
And then a sow after that pig, a bar is one that's been castrated.
Has a bar been worked on?
Yeah.
Are you a female?
No, people around here now don't ever sterilize females. They used to now, back when people let the hogs, they used to, then they had what's called open range. People turned the hogs out and let them run the woods, no one fed them.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep the hogs that they're going to kill from having a bunch of pigs to kill them, and they'd spay them, they call them. These things castrate, sterilize them.